Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan. I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach, and I help you see your life in a new light. Thank you for being here with me today. I'm so grateful so many are tuning into this podcast. Today's topic is really the essence of what we're talking about here on this podcast. Shifting mindsets of how we perceive our lives using effective practical tools to do so. This may be the most important episode and the most important work you do for yourself right now. Because for some of you, with everything that's going on, your inner critic is having a party, breaking your self-confidence down to pieces, and you may not be aware of it all. You may have struggled with this breakdown of your own inner support system, where your inner critic is beating yourself up for a while now. So let's get right into it. In this show, you'll get 4 steps to give your inner critic a new job. And it's not too late. You're right where you need to be to do this work. And if you found the show and is listening to it, it means that you're ready to grow, to expand, and turn things around to something even better. And before we can give your inner critic a new job, let's take a look at the job you've been giving it so far. For some of you, this is something that you've never even thought of. That inner critic, that inner voice, and the quality of that inner voice. Because it's part of you and it's you. And what we tell ourselves on a daily basis is just there. And a lot of times we don't reflect upon that this inner critic may not be part of us. It's not us, our essence. And we don't question it. And all that inner chatter is often of negative quality, very negative sometimes. And what does that do to us? Well, it shows on the outside. It shows in our energy. It shows in our words towards others. And that's what others see. But you also hear those words inside you. It shows in our opinions. It shows in our choices. It shows how we treat others and ourselves. It shows up everywhere in our lives. So when you start to scratch the surface here, you may find that you may choose different words. You may make different choices than before. And you may start treating yourself and others very differently with more compassion, more love. And I won't say it, but there is a chance that changes will happen everywhere in your life for the better. Just by becoming aware of that inner critic. Wow. So yes, heads up, this episode is powerful. This work is so powerful. And if you're still listening to this and haven't turned this episode off yet, you can't wait to hear what comes next. You are ready for this. So let's dive deeper and get you on this journey of giving your inner critic a new job, shall we? Are you feeling stuck and at a standstill or not really inspired about life, even though you seemingly have everything? Assuming you have a home, food, safety, all the basics. And you may also be crazy busy right now with many responsibilities and lots going on around you. So what you are telling yourself in these times, telling yourself on the inside, it matters. Your inner critic may need a new job. And most of us, as I said before, are not even aware of what our inner voice is really telling us every day. It's like a favorite radio station, constantly in on the background, and that keeps it, the chatter going all day while you do other things and work and at home. It's time to pay attention and start listening to what you really are saying on the inside, your inner critic, and what the message is. Because that inner voice may be the reason that you're feeling unfulfilled, that you're feeling stressed, and you may also feel stuck. And the reason why you're not taking the action the way you want to, the feeling of not being good enough is keeping us on the safe side. And we wait and we wait and we beat ourselves up in the meantime, thinking, I can't do that because that in itself, that thought stops us from taking the risk and moving on moving on with the opportunity that we may have in front of us. It makes it easy to keep looking for shortcomings and weaknesses in this opportunity in ourselves and in others. So we keep looking for what's wrong instead of looking for what the opportunity actually could be for us. For many years, I very quickly came to the conclusions that because I'm a detail-oriented scientist and border introvert, I wouldn't be a good writer or public speaker or life coach, or who could work with others and inspire others to change their lives. I talked myself out of it for a long time. And I didn't think I could have anything to say that someone would find inspiring. My inner critic had full ownership of my thoughts. And so I didn't take any action on it. Our human tendency is to find a reason to keep focus on the negative. I'm sure you can relate to that. This particular mindset worked so well in ancient times when we instinctively had to react this way to survive. But not so much today. Not so much is this type of thinking and, telling ourselves this, it's not really needed in our modern society anymore, where survival is related to being away from our social media or not, right? No, it's not really that instinctive anymore, and we don't need it in the way in our ancient times. So are you tired of hearing others complaining, always focusing on the negative, being judgmental at work or amongst friends? Are you really tired of that? It's very likely that their inner critic is also owning their mind space. If you're noticing when you're amongst family members or friends that are exuding this negative energy. The thing is here that everyone has an inner critic, and it's hard to admit it, and it's hard to start to really listen to what the inner critic is talking about to us. And in fact, most people do not observe their own thoughts, or even how they sound when words come out of their mouth. The human is really wired for some past evolution, and as I said, it's really still ruling our minds. I will teach you right now how to start listen to your own inner critic and give it a new job as a completely supportive voice instead of an inner critic. And you can help others to do the same. It took me a while to even allow myself to really truly listen to what I was telling myself in a certain situation. It took time to become aware. With awareness came change. And it wasn't pretty. And I felt shame and guilt for finding out that I was having thoughts that weren't that supportive of myself or others. I had to admit that I also found out that my inner critic judged others as much as I judge myself. So take a minute right now to identify one occasion today that you may have told yourself, I can't do this because. And identify what that situation, that specific situation, what it was about. What was that situation for you? Make a mind note of that. No judgment. Don't mix that judgment in here, but just make a mind note of it and stay with me here, because we're going to take some really important steps next here in this show. Our conditioning received through growing up and living life so far, it has been established through our habits and belief system and our values. What I just said here, habits, belief systems, and values are really the foundation and what's driving our own inner critic. And all of what we bring into us, into adulthood from childhood, sometimes we do that without questioning at all what those habits and belief systems and our values are. Because judging others is a way for us to protect ourselves and our habits and belief systems and our values from feeling vulnerable in our current situations today, because they have evolved, right, over time. And all of this is reminding us of situations where we once felt exposed and vulnerable. So that is the whole reason for why your inner critic is keeping you stuck to this day. If we don't give it a new job, of course. And today we're going to give your inner critic a new job. Because every negative story can be turned around, and it starts with you. As Gabby Bernstein is rightfully saying in her book, Judgment Detox, the first step to release self-judgment is to witness your judgment without judgment. And that is the good news here, is because the more we allow ourselves to observe our inner critic, write it down, writing down what that inner critic is telling us, take it in and decide if we want to keep it or not, the greater is the opportunity for growth and movement towards non-judgment and action. And here comes the great bonus, because the bonus in all of this is awareness, which in turn creates the opportunity for more personal growth. Doesn't that sound great, right? And the result is really that you'll be feeling lighter, more joyful, and more fulfilled as part of conditioning is not driving your thought pattern any longer. It is reorganized. And we can do that through these four steps that I'm going to go through with you today. And there's a lot more to this topic, of course, and this deep work with many more steps that we do in my coaching program. But I wanted to give you the highlights here. And maybe this is a starting point for you. And if it hits home with you and you want more personal guidance and coaching on this, find me on newlightliving.com and contact me there. Also, if you didn't get a chance yet to listen to last week's episode where I talk about journaling, that might be a good show to tune into, because starting a journal is so powerful, especially when you begin this work of discovering your own thought patterns. All right, are you ready to give your inner critic a new job? Great, because here we go. And you will get four steps, and I'm gonna take you through each of these steps that you can do right now. So bring out a piece of paper, your journal, or just listen along, because this work is going to help you feel less stuck, more present and connected to your true self, and more inspired to take action for what comes next for you. So the first step is, as I've said before, become aware of your inner critic's message. Because self-awareness is the starting point for any change that you want to make. And it has to do with slowing down, listen, and use your feelings as a guide to enter the world of your thoughts. Catch yourself when that inner critic shows up is the first step. Really learning how to catch yourself when that inner critic kind of shows up and listening to the words that you're telling yourself. Notice also, what's the situation? What do you really tell yourself? Become aware through maybe 10 minutes of meditation followed by free writing, as I suggested in a previous episode here. The important part here is that write it down, what comes up, some simple notes of what you're observing. And especially write down what you're telling yourself that's not supportive. And this is not easy. So be patient with yourself and don't beat yourself up when you discover something that you don't like, or finding yourself judging yourself that you should have seen this before or heard this before within yourself. No, let's just be soft with yourself here when you're discovering what is really what you're telling yourself, what this inner critic is telling you. When you're listening to this episode now, this is the right time for you to start discovering this about yourself. So trust that. You couldn't have gone to this point before, or you couldn't have found this opportunity to discover this for yourself until now. What I also suggest, I invite you to do this exercise for 3 days in a row and see what comes up. Now, let's move on here to step number two. It is very important to understand how this inner critic and what it's telling you, been telling you for many years, maybe for a lifetime, what that inner critic, why, what was that old job? What was the old purpose of that inner critic's voice? Because our natural instinctive wiring is to keep ourselves safe, right? And with that, we often feel stuck as well. Everyone has their own story on how we have protected ourselves through events in our lives and how we judge others to keep ourselves away from feeling inadequate. So what was your inner critic's old job? What made it, what did it do for you? Reflect on where and when that feeling of inadequacy came from. Yeah, because this is really important to identify. Was it a situation in the past that really made you tell yourself what you're telling you even today? So what was that purpose or role that your inner critic has been having up until today? And this can be pretty tricky to identify sometimes. And again, sit with this. Don't rush this work, but these questions that I'm tossing out to you, take them to heart and allow some time for this work. One other question that you may want to ask yourself when you collect these reflections is this true? And also reflect upon how do you react or act when you believe that this is true, what you're saying, because our actions comes from what we believe, right? So reflect a little bit about that. And you might not like what you see, what you discover about yourself. And that's fine. Don't judge yourself at this point. Just see it as a discovery, an adventure you're going on. Now, the third step in this process is to really embrace your inner critic. And I mean giving it a big hug. No matter what ugly things that you're discovering about what you're telling yourself or how you're judging others, when we give our inner critic the credit for serving us so far, we can allow ourselves to let the past experience of judging ourselves go. This is very important. So this big hug that you're going to give yourself and give your inner critic is so important. So thank and honor your inner critic for what its function has been up until today. So I even invite you to say out loud, thank you for the job you have done for me so far. I don't need you anymore, because this is a statement that comes with it, right? It's really up until today, this job of the inner critic have had really felt that it was important, but not anymore. I don't need you anymore, right? So embrace that inner critic for all the work that it's done for you up until today. But the truth of the matter is that the inner critic today doesn't have a job anymore. You don't need this inner critic to protect you anymore, not in the way that it's done so far. The fourth step is really the releasing part of this, because now you are choosing a new job for your inner critic that is actually going to serve you much better and more supportive from now on, from today. And this inner critic, we're going to rename it to your inner supporter, is going to become your best supporter ever. Because the power of choice is that is available to you at any time and in any area of your life, including your thoughts. Yeah, listen to that one more time. The power of choice is available to you at any time and in any area of your life, including your thoughts. So choose another message that you want your inner supporter to tell yourself and write it down. And what is this new message? It could be one, more than one message, of course. For example, I am good enough and I am going to do da 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 da, whatever it is that your dreams are about. I am good enough. So write it down. And this could be a lengthy text, or it could be a couple of short, very powerful affirmations that you want to hear yourself telling yourself on a daily basis. Because you are giving your inner critic a new job today. And in this transformation, consider do you want to be? Who am I deciding to be now? Maybe a question you want to ask yourself. Who am I deciding to be now? And again, it's very important to say this new message out loud at least 5 times and smile at the same time. So take this to heart. Really tell yourself out loud what you want to hear in the inside from your inner supporter. Because it's your inner supporter that's always going to keep yourself on the safe side. And it's going to help you expand and move into where you want to be next. Because if you keep using and listening to this inner critic, that's going to be telling you, I'm not good enough. How about shaking this up this week and say, I am good enough? So what are you going to tell yourself instead of this inner critic chatter that you may have been dealing with for a long time? So in summary here, I'm just going to quickly go over these 4 steps. First, become aware of what your inner critic is telling you. What's your inner critic's message? Second, understand your inner critic's old job. What purpose did it fill for you up until today? This inner chatter that is not so supportive. Now, give your inner critic a big hug and thank it for its work that it's done so far. And tell it at the same time in the next second, you're not needed anymore. Bye, right? But give that hug and acknowledge that inner critic for all the energy that you have been spending to keep this inner critic alive. And lastly, the fourth step is to choose a new job, a new message for your inner supporter to become your best supporter ever. Because that everyone has that inner critic and everyone deals with it every day. And it can take some time to wake up to being aware of what this inner critic is telling you. Because if you look around in your circle of friends or in your family, you can tell if somebody is living by their inner critic. And that can determine if somebody is truly feeling fulfilled and happy or not. And what you're doing right now, listening to this episode and all the way to this point, I can tell that you are on a path to feeling more fulfilled and happy than ever because you're curious to find out what your inner critic has been telling you all along. And you're interested in shifting that. So congratulations for making it this far. Because it is possible to change what you're telling yourself on a daily basis. And if you're beating yourself up, you can change that inner voice to be more supportive, no matter what your past is or what conditions you were living under right now. It's a choice, and that choice you can make today. I feel that this work is so important. So I'm opening up a few slots for individual sessions this month. And I feel that there's so much going on in the world and in our lives right now. So that this might be the time for you to consider a new beginning. Find me on newlightliving.com and contact me there. What we've been talking about in this episode is four steps to give your inner critic a new job. And if you feel it's time to get out of the negativity, the feeling of being stuck, or just not feeling inspired about life, then it may be time to give your inner critic a new job, to become your inner supporter. Next week, I'll be talking about some self-confidence strategies that may be useful as you embark on this new journey. And thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode and this show on New Light Living Podcast and for being here with me today. Now is a great time to reflect and expand your horizon. Maybe step out of some patterns that are not serving you anymore. Change can be very hard if the inner critic is having a party. So why not invite the inner supporter to the party instead and kick the inner critic out? So next week, I'll be sharing some self-confidence tools that may help you to go further and if you haven't joined the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community yet, head over to Facebook and join us there because this group is a safe environment to support each other. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.